watching from the New South Wales mid-north coast up over the border into Queensland as they prepare for worsening weather conditions today. Of particular concern are the Stockyard Flat Fire near Yarrowitch, so that's to the east, the west of Port Macquarie. Total fire bans remain in effect across several parts of New South Wales. The federal government is defending its $1 billion drought assistance package amid criticism from the Labor Party that it doesn't go far enough. Shadow Agriculture Minister Joel Fitzgibbon says he wants to see more detail on a plan to use water destined for Adelaide to grow fodder instead, and argues the cheap loans will do little to help struggling farmers and communities. Car manufacturers are being caught up in what's been described as a widespread issue with diesel filters. A class action against Toyota alleges it sold consumers' cars with faulty particulate filters. Lawyers say there could be similar cases against other car makers, including Subaru and Volkswagen. And pork prices in Australia are surging on the back of increased demand from China, where the outbreak of African swine fever continues to create a global shortage of meat. The ongoing drought has also seen a reduction in the numbers, with the dry conditions forcing feed suppliers to drive up the price of grain.